Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, from strong men in Kerry to an unusual festival, Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie has a roundup of some of the stories you might have missed this week. Shane, happy Friday. I can't believe a week has passed.
It's been a long old week. You look electric picnic ready as well, I must say.
Yeah, well, with my hair all over the place from the rain, yes.
I assume you're not going to it.
I waited to see would a ticket arrive and come my way, but it didn't. And now, this is the first weekend in a long time I've had nothing on and I feel the couch is calling.
Yeah. Now, the only thing I'll say about that, I'm doing the same. I'm not going to Electric Picnic. I wish they would do like Glastonbury. You know, BBC at Glastonbury where they show it live? I wish we could show it live here. I think TG Carr are doing some bits from it. But, you know, if RT could do the same volume that BBC do, it'd be amazing.
Great. So we can watch it from the couch.
Exactly. Yes.
Love it. Great idea.
My plan for the weekend is to watch Dolly Parton at Glastonbury because I recorded it. It was on BBC a while ago. So I recorded that. So I'm going to watch Dolly at Glastonbury and raise a glass to her. That's my plan for the weekend.
That's perhaps one of the biggest stories of this week, isn't it? The passing of the legend that is Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
But in our regional roundup, we're going first to Louth.
Yeah, we are indeed. I think a lot of towns actually suffer from negativity. I see it in Naas with some of the Facebook pages and the posts that people want to put up on the Facebook pages where it's non-stop negativity giving out. And in Drogheda, it seems like it's the same. And the mayor is saying enough is enough. So Declan Power is the Lord Mayor of Drogheda. He's an independent, I believe. And he, the Drogheda Independent are writing that he says we need enough of the negative talk about Drogheda. It's like the way you hear people, you know, the way you hear people giving out about Ireland and they sort of go, oh, the country's a kipper, it's gone to the dogs. And you just go, do we need all of this negativity? So he says, for whatever reason, some people just seem to have a constant negative agenda about Drogheda and it could do long-term damage to the tourism potential and investment prospects. Now, he was first elected as a mayor in June, but he's already annoyed. We're only in August. He's already annoyed by what he says are the naysayers and especially some of the voices on social media who do nothing but whinge and moan and give out about Drogheda. And he says if they don't change their tone, they could cause a decline in tourism numbers. So he wants a more positive, upbeat approach. I think a lesson for us all, maybe stop being so negative about our local areas.
Well, it always boggles my mind what people are prepared to say online. And we were actually talking on the show yesterday about the power of a review when it comes to, you know, Airbnb or restaurants or anything like that.
Yeah.
And you're more likely to do a negative review, aren't you, than you are. You could have a really positive experience in Drogheda. You're not going to go on Facebook and go, I must say, I had a lovely day in Drogheda. But maybe we should start doing that a little bit more, putting the positivity out there.
Yeah, and also, like, if I look at reviews, I'll always go for the negative reviews on things like TripAdvisor if I'm looking at a hotel. So, yeah, we all need to be a bit more positive. What are they giving out about in Drogheda? They're giving out about trees dying on one of the streets there, a shortage of hotel beds. They're also criticising a lack of Gardaí in the town and the number of what they call addicts congregating or public drinking. But he says maybe while some of those issues exist, enough is enough and stop giving out.
Yeah, so get on and say something nice about Naas and Drogheda or
and
wherever,
every time.
Wherever you frequent.
We're talking about strong people here. If you do go to the gym, you'll probably feel guilty you're not as strong as this next man. And if you don't go, you'll feel even more guilty because one Kerry man certainly does lift when he goes to the gym. This is Ballyduff native Dylan Brown, who is now officially the 9th strongest person in the world.
Wow.
It's an incredible achievement. So we finished in the top 9 at the Natural World Strongest Man competition in Glasgow over the weekend. And the top 10 finish comes off the back of Dylan being crowned as Europe's naturally strongest man back in June of this year. So he went on to the World Championships there and he spoke to the Kerry man about this. Now, if you're wondering how do you win the strongest man, I assume Natural World Strongest Man means that you're doing it all naturally as well, which is really important. And one of the things they do at this competition, they had to push a sled We had to do a sled push into a sandbag carry. I don't even understand what that means, but it's a heavy lifting competition. And the sled was 150 kg loaded up, and it was on AstroTurf, but the AstroTurf wasn't glued to the ground. So if you pushed the sled from the top, it caused the AstroTurf to roll up like a bit of carpet. So then you had to worry about where you're putting your hands on the sled. A lot of people, apparently, the lower they grabbed it, the faster they seemed to go. He says he grabbed his a tiny bit too high and it slowed him down a bit, but not too much. After you push this sled up, on the 150 kilogram sled up, then you had to go over and pick up a sandbag, which was 140 kg, and throw that into the sled and then drag it back down.
Wow.
Sounds like hell.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Yes.
I have met many the strongest man. It was quite a regular in my Ireland AM days.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
they'd
yeah.
crop up from time to yeah. time. I've seen them flipping big giant tractor tires, lifting buses, lifting cars. I've even been lifted myself wearing a special belt, and I'm not a lithe person. So yes, it impresses me to see such.
It's really impressive. Now they were asking him in the Kerry Man, is he going to start going around calling himself one of the world's strongest men in Ballyduff? But he said he's been telling his parents that they're the strongest Irish parents in the world by default. Now next year, the world's strong man is in a competition is in Dallas. So Dylan is already saving money in the hope of qualifying for Dallas next year. That'd
well,
be amazing.
Sounds like Dylan Brown is a strong man, but he's also a good man.
Bit
I absolutely
softy, yeah.
love that story.
This is your hometown. This is your hometown. This is your hometown.
So we're talking about Bruce Springsteen for our next story. And did you know Bruce Springsteen is from Kildare? Were you aware of this?
I did not.
Yeah, I keep talking about it the whole time. In Rathangan. He has Rathangan links through his grandparents.
Where Brian Dowling is from.
Absolutely.
I know that.
Yes. And they are the same, Brian and Bruce. So they had a Fela Springsteen last weekend in Rathangan to celebrate this. What I didn't realise, though, was that Bruce himself recorded a special video message for the people of Rathangan. I think he's going to go to this festival next year in Rathangan. So called Fela Springsteen. And Bruce was so touched by Rathangan's gesture that he sent a special video message, which was played before the highlight of the event. So the big event of the festival was a concert by the tribute band The Human Touch on Main Street, which was attended by several hundred Bruce Springsteen fans. Now, he's very proud of his Irish links. He famously visited Rathangan in May 2023 during his Irish tour to have a look around his ancestral home. He toured the local graveyard there where his ancestors are buried, and he went for a walk along the local waterway and then into the local pub, The Burrow, for a drink. And he even got a chance to demonstrate his pint pouring skills 3 years ago. Now, he sang My Hometown when he came to visit, and he also sang a few bars in this video that he sent last weekend. I'm told the chair where Bruce Springsteen sat in the pub now has a special plaque on it.
That's very cool.
Yeah, to mark his visit. And there's a special tree that was planted in Rathangan to match a similar tree planted in New Jersey to match his link with New Jersey and Rathangan. In the message, he said, "Hi, everybody in Rathangan. I want to congratulate you on the twinning of our two cities and the fabulous planting of two copper beech trees that will cement the soul bond between us all. I want you all to have a great, great celebration." And he does say, "Sending all my love, and I hope to see you soon." So I reckon he'll be at this in person next year.
Now, excuse my ignorance, but is Bruce Springsteen his actual name or is it his stage name? Like, do we have any Springsteens knocking around Kildare?
I'm not sure. It's probably a stage name, but I'm not actually sure. I've grown up in Kildare 37 years. I've never come across another Springsteen. I can tell you that. So I maybe think it's a stage name.
Okay, right.
True fans will know the answer.
If you are a Springsteen descendant of the ancestors of Bruce living now in Kildare, do get in touch with us. You can email us lunchtimelive@newstalk.com or you can WhatsApp us 087 1400 106.
That is the Traitors theme tune, in case people have forgotten it. Although it's on so much between the celebrity versions and the normal versions. But the Traitors is back on Sunday. Are you looking forward to it?
I'm a big fan of the show. I think it's a brilliant, brilliant format. It's so clever. I love the whole castle setup. I love the whole vibe. Yeah. I love the whole intrigue. What's going to happen next? So yeah, I'm into it. And how many stars were formed and born last year's Irish one.
Absolutely.
Poddy went straight to number one.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about Poddy actually for this next story, because prison officers love the Traitors and they really want to be on it, probably inspired by Poddy. So we're told that more than 120 prison officers, we don't have that many in Ireland by the way, but 120 prison officers have applied to be on the second series of the Traitors Ireland. Poddy was a retired prison officer from Limerick, Poddy Maloney, who became an overnight sensation. He even went on Dancing with the Stars after it as well. But TV bosses from Kite Entertainment say that Poddy was so popular he inspired 127 other prison officers to apply. And also there are a number of members of An Garda Síochána who applied to be on the show. We did have Eamon the Guard on the Irish version as well last year. And Darren Smith says he interrogated why it was 127. The figure is just massive, and they reckon it's all because of Poddy. And they are looking forward to more people obviously applying for this season, but they're not going to hike up the prize money, which I was surprised at. So obviously, it was the first season of Traitors Ireland last year and the prize pot was 50 grand. It's worth a lot more now as a show because of the advertising and the viewership, but the prize pot is staying at 50 grand and they're not changing it for some reason.
Right.
I think that's enough money, obviously.
Okay.
But then if like four or five people win, it's only 10 grand each. But then I suppose we'll be told it's not all about the money. It's about the entertainment value of it.
And what you do with your Instagram when you leave.
Absolutely. And how famous you can become.
Johnny's going off around the world.
Before tea?
A million housewives every day pick up a tin of beans and say, beans, beans, Heinz.
When will Johnny be back from going around the world?
Not till well after tea, I suppose.
We might as well eat his beans then.
I think I'll go around the world tomorrow.
That is the ad for Beans Means Heinz, because in Kerry, did you know they have a beans festival?
I did not.
This is brand new on me. It's the second year of it. So this is why we're only maybe hearing about it now. And the Journal went to the festival in Ballybunion to see what it's all about. Actually, where it came from, years ago, I think like 70s, Ballybunion had the Gay Bachelor Festival. Now, we're not talking gay as in homosexual here. I think back in the day it was gay as in happy single men, maybe looking for a woman. But anyway, it was called the Gay Bachelor Festival. And then that wasn't happening anymore. But because of bachelor's beans and the bachelor word, they decided to host a beans festival. Serious but fun is a great way to describe the festival, we're told. It took place over 2 days on the Barna Way, which is 16 acres of mixed-use land just outside Ballybunion. And there's no historical connection between Ballybunion and beans. Like, they're not made there or anything. But the local bean team decided that the nutrient-dense, protein-rich food eaten by humans for millennia was a poster child to get people talking about climate change and food security and all that stuff. On the menu at the festival were green beans, broad fava beans, butter beans and peas. And there were pea falafels and hummus, bean stew, bean snacks and delicious grains cooked up over the weekend. And also, they had a packed schedule of nature walks, workshops, rousing music, theatre and tins of bean puns as well. Basically what they're saying is it was like a music festival, but instead of the main act being an artist, it was the bean that was the star.
And in the places in the world, the blue zones where people live longest and healthiest, a lot, they eat a lot of beans. Beans is
this
something...
This is like your Greece and Italy. I just thought it was the nice weather is why they live longer, no?
Well, there's probably a bit of that going on as well. They can be outside a lot more than the rest of us here in this rain. But yeah, it's a nutrient dense, as they say, and it's much more sustainable and easy. But yeah, people struggle to know what to do with them apart from the beans on toast.
I was going to say, and it is also a reminder that beans doesn't just mean your can of tinned beans. It also can be different types of beans you can grow. So next year, I'm sure it'll be bigger than ever.
And I would like to see the Gay Bachelor Festival in the true sense of the homosexual word, please. I think that'll be a fantastic weekend.
Idea.
I'd certainly go down for it. Shane Beattie, have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Enjoy not getting wet at a festival and enjoy your couch.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.